Here's an upside for Republicans in their huge number of presidential candidates. The pool is large enough to be diverse, or at least more diverse than in the past. The field includes an African-American, Ben Carson, and a woman, Carly Fiorina. She's been overshadowed by Democrat Hillary Clinton and was far down in the polls until a debate this month. She didn't even make the primetime show, but the former Hewlett-Packard CEO got attention in a warm-up event. She's now moved up in the pack and yesterday spoke to voters at the Iowa State Fair. NPR's Sarah McCammon was there.
As she stepped up to the Des Moines Register soapbox, Carly Fiorina said she'd skip the typical stump speech and go right to Q&A. To get the ball rolling, Fiorina told the crowd about a question she got early in the campaign.
I was asked on a national television program whether a woman's hormones prevented her from serving in the Oval Office. Can we think of a single instance in which a man's judgment might have been clouded by his hormones?
With that, Fiorina repeated a line she's been using on the campaign trail, taking a not-so-subtle jab at former President Bill Clinton. She used a question about her foreign policy platform to launch another barb at the Clintons, saying she knows more world leaders than any other candidate.
With the possible exception of Hillary Clinton, only I didn't do photo ops. I had substantive meetings,
including with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Fiorina's been delivering a forceful, hawkish message on the stump. And again yesterday, she criticized the Obama administration's handling of Russian aggression in Eastern Europe.
I would not call Vladimir Putin. We have spoken way too often to him.
Instead, Fiorina said she would conduct military exercises and strengthen the nation's missile defense to ensure that, quote, Mr. Putin would get the message. On domestic issues, Fiorina lined up with GOP candidates who've opposed federal funding for Planned Parenthood. Those comments drew applause and a few boos from the crowd. Fiorina's speech impressed Kathy Wagaman of Clive, Iowa. She describes herself as pro-life and an independent.
She is very dynamic. I can't disagree with anything that she said.
Wagaman says in past elections, she's voted for both Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama. But she wouldn't vote for the other woman running for president this year. Wagaman says Hillary Clinton isn't answering enough questions, but she'd like to see her go head-to-head with Fiorina.
That would be a very interesting debate, I would say, and I would think Carly would just win hands down because she's got some specifics and not some generalities. I would love to see a Hillary-Carly debate.
At the moment, though, Fiorina's competition is with the other 16 candidates in her own party. Rex Townsend of Corning, Iowa, was standing by as Fiorina sampled Iowa sweet corn.
See how beautiful that is?
Townsend wore a Scott Walker campaign T-shirt and a Carly Fiorina sticker.
I think she'd make an awesome vice president.
He says he likes both Fiorina and Walker, who was also at the fair yesterday. But Townsend says Walker might have an edge as the governor of Wisconsin.
Well, it gives him that perspective, which he doesn't have. Although she has a perspective of running a large business.
That's a case Fiorina has been making as she campaigns, telling her story of rising from a secretary at a small real estate firm to a corporate CEO. Her challenge will be to persuade voters that her executive experience qualifies her for the highest executive office in the nation. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Des Moines.